This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump needs to come up with a nearly $500 million bond to comply with the civil fraud judgments against him. That judgment was handed down last month in New York, and as NPR's Amy Held reports, the deadline to come up with that money is Monday.
Trump is under court order to arrange a $454 million bond. The problem? His lawyers say they can't secure a bond, despite approaching dozens of companies. If he doesn't deliver by tomorrow, Trump faces the possibility of having his bank accounts frozen and his properties seized. It all stems from New York Judge Arthur Engoron's ruling in February that Trump and other business heads committed fraud, lying about the value of company assets to make money over and over again. And yet the judge wrote, quote, their complete lack of contrition and remorse borders on pathological. Amy Held, NPR News.
In the race to unseat embattled U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, New Jersey's First Lady Tammy Murphy had all the signs of being the favorite. But as Harrison Malkin of NJPBS reports, Murphy came under fire from accusations of nepotism.
After months of campaigning, Tammy Murphy, wife of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, and a first-time candidate, suspended her run for U.S. Senate on Sunday. She's competing for the seat held by longtime Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who's been indicted on charges of bribery, extortion, and conspiracy to act as a foreign agent. Now, Tammy Murphy says she'll focus on re-electing President Biden and re-electing Democrats in New Jersey.
And as we face grave, dangerous threats on the national level, thanks to Donald Trump and far-right extremists, it's time to unify, not divide.
Three-term Congressman Andy Kim is the frontrunner in the June 4th primary for U.S. Senate, with Menendez saying he won't run as a Democrat, but will explore an independent candidacy. For NPR News, I'm Harrison Malkin.
Four men accused of staging the attack on a Russia concert hall this past week appeared in court on Sunday. They face terrorism charges that could put them in a Russian prison for life. An affiliate of the Islamic State known as ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for the attack. Colin Clark of the Soufan Center, which is a New York organization that focuses on global security, says it's clear why the attack happened now.
ISIS-K has long talked about Russia in its propaganda. It's accused Russia, and credibly so, of spilling Muslim blood in previous conflicts. Think back to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, 1979 to 89, the wars in Chechnya in the 1990s, and more recently, Russia's support to the Assad regime in Syria. Why now the Russian security services are perceived to be vulnerable and possibly overstretched given the ongoing war in Ukraine?
That's Colin Clark of the Soufan Center in New York City. And you're listening to NPR News. When Kate Middleton revealed she was undergoing cancer treatment, she also said a priority was telling her children in an appropriate way. But that conversation can be an emotional and difficult one to have with kids. And as NPR's Adil Alshafchi reports, it needs to be done honestly.
A cancer diagnosis is scary, and telling your kids adds a new layer of difficulty. One way is to break the news at home on a Friday afternoon to give kids space to process. Elizabeth Farrell is lead clinical social worker for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She also says the language parents use must be thoughtful.
Use the word cancer to be really clear if you're going to get chemotherapy, that it's chemotherapy, surgery, etc.
Farrell says it's okay for parents to be emotional and show that they're scared. Kids need to know it's okay to have those emotions as well. Hadil Alshalchi, NPR News, Washington.
Residents of the northeastern U.S. are busy digging out from a storm this weekend that dumped as much as 30 inches of snow in some places. In upstate New York, thousands of people remain without power, and police are dealing with hundreds of accidents from the icy conditions. Weather officials, meanwhile, say another major storm is now moving across the Rockies, Plain States, and upper Midwest. Linda Bean has died. The granddaughter of famed outdoor retailer L.L. Bean was 82 years old. Bean served on the board of her grandfather's business for almost 50 years. She also owned lobster dealerships, general stores, inns, and vacation rentals. Linda Bean was also a major donor to Republican causes and twice ran unsuccessfully for Congress. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in New York City.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.